I'm Katie Weaver.
This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. Tens of thousands of Brazilians took to the streets Saturday to demand the impeachment of President Jair Bolsonaro, who is facing increasing pressure as the pandemic exacts a devastating toll on his country. In Rio de Janeiro and elsewhere, protesters complained about Brazil's late-starting vaccination program and high unemployment rate, and demanded more emergency aid for poor people grappling with the pandemic. Brazil has suffered nearly 550,000 deaths because of COVID-19, a toll surpassed only by the United States, which has almost 120 million more people. Bolsonaro has been famously dismissive of the health crisis, the need to wear face masks, and lockdown measures to halt the spread of the virus. Authorities in Afghanistan on Saturday enforced an indefinite nighttime curfew across most of the country as government forces struggled to curb Taliban advances. A spokesperson for the Afghan Interior Ministry told VOA that all provinces have been placed under the 10 p.m. to 4 a.m. curfew, with the exception of Kabul, Nangarhar, and Panjshir provinces. The Islamist insurgent group has made rapid battlefield gains in recent weeks, bringing it close to the capital cities of all 34 Afghan provinces and the nation's capital, Kabul. The Taliban unleashed a widespread offensive in early May when the United States and NATO allies began pulling their last remaining troops out of Afghanistan. Since then, the insurgents have overrun more than half of roughly 420 Afghan districts without a fight in many cases. For more on these stories and the rest of the day's news, visit our website. This is VOA News. French anti-riot police fired tear gas Saturday as clashes broke out during protests in central Paris against COVID-19 curbs and vaccination. Television pictures showed police trying to push back demonstrators near the capital's Saint-Lazare railway station after the protesters had pushed over a police motorcycle carrying several officers. At another protest called by far-right politicians in western Paris, demonstrators opposed to antivirus measures carried banners reading, "Stop the dictatorship." Across France, protests were also held in Marseille, Montpellier, Nantes, and Toulouse. French lawmakers are due to vote this weekend on a bill drafted by the government aimed at setting up a health pass and mandatory vaccination for health workers. New floods have again swamped areas of Belgium and washed away cars as a wave of thunderstorms and heavy rain hit the country Saturday. The French-speaking provinces of Namur and Walloon-Brabant outside Brussels were particularly hard hit. They had already been impacted by the devastating floods that left 36 people dead and 7 missing in the nation, with 11.5 million inhabitants. Belgium's crisis center issued a warning to the population as the bad weather is expected to last for several days. As Typhoon Infah heads towards eastern China, airline flights in the area have been canceled after the monstrous storm dumped heavy rain on Taiwan. AP's Karen Chamas has more.
Provincial weather reports have forecast that Typhoon Infah will hit Zhejiang province south of Shanghai. The storm had sustained winds of up to 95 miles per hour, with gusts up to 120 miles per hour as it moved away from Taiwan, heading northwest towards eastern China. Schools, markets and businesses in Zhejiang were ordered to close. Road traffic was to be suspended when necessary, and large container ships were evacuated from Yangshan port in Shanghai. I'm Karen Chamas.
China claimed 3 gold medals on the first day of the Tokyo Olympics Saturday, and a cyclist became just the second competitor in Ecuador's history to top the podium with a victory in the road race. As the troubled build-up to the pandemic-delayed games gave way to the first full day of competition, host country Japan celebrated its first gold medal of the games in judo, but saw fan favorites in men's gymnastics and swimming eliminated. 17 new Olympic-related cases of COVID-19 were also announced, taking the total number to 123, of which 12 are athletes. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.